Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Russia.
Can you hear me? Hope you're all well. We're going to go weiter. So yesterday we started a sugya, trying to look at, we were sitting in the sugya of Yisurin, and yesterday we started a new peret. It's a subject on its own, but obviously connected to what we've been saying. That the Yisurim is the Maisa Shlichus. It's a unique mission that a person has been given. And that's how we have to see it. And there are too many aspects of Shlichus here. Apply. Every Jew is a Shlich of Hashem. The mitzvahs are our unique Shlichus. The entire parameter of what prayer is that's our mission, and each person has his own unique way to express that. We saw yesterday, Mark Shach, that he said, that Shliach Mitzvah is Beis Shabbos. So we said that the Shlichus is given to a person, yeah, based on his unique spiritual level, his midas, his nature, his habits, his type, the whole makeup of what a human being is. Everybody's made up differently. So the seven and the Yisurim and the Nisrinus that he has to come with, that's his job in this world. And that's his unique mission based on his unique needs and his unique who he is. So he has to know that's more and more chov is in front of Hashem that's more possible. Much more than if he would be serving Hashem a Bechinas Shabbat. Shabbos is Bechinas Ma'ein Olam Haba. That's where we sit back and we reap the reward. That's where we're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything. We're not achieving anything. We're reaping the rewards of the achievements we've done. So that's Menucha. So he learned Pshat that Shliach Mitzvah, Bechinas is a Shabbos, that a Shliach Mitzvah, that means he's got all these tekach, all these Yisrael, all these problems, all these difficulties. So that in Hashem's eyes, more important than Shabbos, more important than the, not Shabbos itself, but more important than the being Eved Hashem, the Menucha. It's a bit like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Bikish Yaakov, Yashev B'Shelva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be the Menucha. He wanted to be, he wanted to be unbothered that he could serve Hashem properly. He didn't want Menucha that he could put his feet up and read the newspaper or whatever. He wanted to take a serve Hashem b'menucha. Hashem said, "It's not enough for what I give you in Olam Haba. You also want that." Yeah, the time for the shlichus. That doiche the Shabbos. That pushes away the Shabbos. That more chov is in Hashem's eyes than the Shabbos itself. So that's what we saw. We also saw. I think it was yesterday. Okay, no, that's fine. All right, instead of Amor. So let's go weiter and see where this takes us. A very important klal in shlichus, a very important klal, the halacha, it applies in all shlichus, that the koyach of the mishaleach is the shliach. The shliach can't do more than what the person sending him had koyach to do. You send the shliach to makadish a woman for you. So if this person couldn't makadish this woman, then the shliach can't be makadish her, because she's offered to him, or he hasn't it. But he has the koyach of the mishaleach. Whatever koyach the mishaleach has, the shliach has. So that's an important yesod. We'll see how that applies here. And and that okay. So I'm on Reish Samach Vav. Reish is Mipam Lepam Yudim Magish Ikulu Kol Hakitzim. Ikolu Kol Hakitzim. Ve'ainu Mesuga La'avoy Es Agal Hazeh. Very often a Jew just feels like he's used up everything. He can't. This new wave is just beyond it. Ayesurim Achriyoto Kulo Machzik Mamad. He just can't handle it. The Yisurim are just too much. He's falling apart. If he would recognize that this wave of problems that come over him, that's the shlichus from Hashem. So shlichus shel Adam k'maiser. The principle in shlichus is shlichus shel Adam k'maiser. The shlich of a person is like the person sending him. So since you have the koach of the mishalach, since you are like the mishalach, that's shlichus shlichus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands everything, knows everything, and he's Kol Yochol. He sent this person down here to withstand this Nisayon. He has the koyach of the person who sent him on this mission. Who sent you on this mission? Hashem. How much koyach do you have? Whatever koyach Hashem has. Whatever Koyach Hashem will give you to withstand this Nisayon. Hashem gave you the Nisayon, and since he's the Mashalayah. Shliach Shel Adam K'maaser, he has the Koyach of the person tending to be the Shliach. So you have to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yodeh she'ein hu tzoed levadoi v'nesiva yisurim. It's very important to remember, you're not walking alone yet. The pathway of yisurim that a person's walking, he's not alone. The ma'od mod kashe to feel that when a person's down and he's suffering, ma'od kashe to feel the ato imodi. He's saying to heal him, gam ki eilech begeit ha'movet lo ira ro ki ato imodi, to feel that. We say it to him all the time. How many times have we said that? But to feel that, to really live with that real, that's not possible. The madrega, that's very high madrega, but he's supposed to take out of it what he can. Hashem alokeinu imoy, hu heilech b'shichusto yishomach. Hashem is with you because you're doing his mission. More than that, Hashem specifically chose this person to do this mission. Hashem went through all his files and he said, I want this guy to do the job. This is the most qualified person for this particular job. That's a vote of confidence, whatever there was. This knowledge, once it becomes more internalized, the mere knowledge will help a bit, but it's not going to help that much, just knowing it. The knowledge has to become, the idea has to become a das, to become part of it. But this gives a person unbelievable energy, unbelievable focus. La'amoid b'shlichus. Stand and be his job properly, b'shlichus. V'lechein gam kasher bo mayim ad nafes, v'noyse nafse kedei latzlich b'shlichus. Even if the water's up to here, up to his eyeballs in problem, he gives himself over to do the shlichus because he knows, number one, where it's coming from. He knows he's helping him do it, and he knows what he's shlichus of. Not just, yeah, well, they said that, you know, you don't get a test, you can't handle, so therefore I'll handle it. No, it's got to be thought out, it's got to be broken down and understood. Koyach v'utma miyuchadim eilu bo lidei bitu b'shas kabolos ha-tayra. Sh'am Yisrael kulo omed v'hachris kol ha-shei dibe Hashem na'asa v'nishma. Okay, I'm not going to get into the study of na'asa v'nishma now. There's a big sugi here. It has to be learned, it has to be understood. But he's going to touch on this a little bit. This unbelievable power that he had when faced with an Nisoyin was expressed, came to an expression by Hasinai when Klal Yisrael, or everyone stood up and said, Naaseh Mishma. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoyel. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoyel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked, when Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh Mishma, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Nigila Razeh Lebonai. Who taught the secret to my children? The Malacha Asheris Meshtam Shimboi. It's a Malach in you. Okay, you have to understand what's going on here. What is it? Well, what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's question? We said Nasa V'Nishma. Doesn't sound that complicated. We said Nasa V'Nishma, for sure. If somebody that you know loves you and cares for you, and he wants what's best for you, and he's all powerful, comes to you and says, I've got something for you, do you want it? You don't have to ask him what's in it. If it's coming from someone who cares for you and loves you, you say, for sure, I'll take it. What's the problem? You're not good for you. What's the secret here? What's the secret that the Malachim, I'd ask you the Malachim, do the Malachim, what have they got to do with anything here? So let's try and see what we can understand here, but I'm telling you now, this is a lot going on here. Okay. We're living today at Ayom HaZeh on the truth of those two crowns that Hashem crowned us with when we said Ma'aseh V'Nishma. Mi Golei Rozeh Labonai. Who revealed this secret to my children? As if he didn't know it, my last word. As Mephoshim Avarim is Mephus Haraz to Melach HaSharis Mishtam Shimbuk. So the Mephoshim explained what was the secret, this secret, that the Malachim used. What do they need it for? What were they for? As a Malach ain't Bolomo Elish Ichuse. Shalomana Hun Nibra. A Malach is an interesting creature. The big Machlekes, the Nefesh HaChaim brings down, the big Machlekes, whether the Malachim are greater than man, or is man greater than the Malachim. Eli Veli Dibra from Chaim. But the Malachim, for sure, they have much more Kedusha, they're much closer to Hashem, they're much greater in that aspect than us. However, they don't have this ability that we have to, they don't have an Neshama that comes from COVID that encompasses the Makis entire world. Okay, that's not the Nakuda yet, but the Malachim were created just for the mission that they came into the world for. There's a mission, and that's his essence, that's what he is. You have a mission, and you're defined by your mission. Zu Mitziyuso, that's his Mitziyah. Zu Kol Mahuso, that's his entire essence. This mission. Malach Kishmoy Kain Kumalach Shliach. Malach is the word Shliach. When you hear Shalom, last is the Shlichus. If a Kol Mitziyuso, but Ila Lamana Shlichus, Isa Olav Bilavate. This Malach can only do what he was supposed to do. He can't not do it, and he'll do what he was created to do. And he has one thing to do in the world, and that's his job, and he does it. There's no matzah where he doesn't do his shlichus. He's going to do what he came here to do. That's what he's here for. Come Kamalach HaSharis Mamash. Kladishol said, we're going to do whatever we have to do. Unconditionally, no matter what the conditions are, like a malach. If you're giving us a mission, Hashem, that's a shlichus, in that aspect, in that tchuna, we become like malachim. And kiblo al atzmam liyei shlichus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol matzav v'kol tnai. They accepted upon themselves, we accepted upon ourselves, to be Hashem's agents in this world, without any conditions, without any tnai, totally only connected to what Hashem wants, that's what we'll do. Ma'aseh V'Nishma. Hey, Mekabli Malatma Lamol is Tzivu, She Yitzavu Yisam Hashem, Sherei Imu Hu Yitzavu Yisam Al-Koch, Hashem Shlicha, from Alkham. Then it took, no matter what, to keep whatever Hashem told him to do. Because if Hashem told us to do something, then we Hashem Shliach. Hashem asked us to do something, then we need Shliach. The Koach HaMashalach, the Shliach, and therefore we have the Koach to do it. That's what Hashem wants. And if it makes no difference how big the job is, it doesn't matter what the story is. Hashem gives us the koyach to do the office. Zua raz shigilu klal Yisrael, that's the secret that Hashem revealed. And gilu kehain shlichu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh. We have some shlichim in this world. Rabbi Ephraim, sorry, can I ask you to just you're moving around a lot and the shining light is more distracting. Okay? But if you're sorry to ask you, you don't mind either. Oh, that's better. Thank you. Just the teaching light and the flashes in my eyes is more odd distract. Thank you. Sorry about that. So that's the secret that Klal Yisrael was Megala like a Malach. The same as a Malach, he's created, his essence is to do what he's told to do. But Klal Yisrael said, fine, we also have a Shlichus. B'shlichus is whatever Hashem asks us to do. Whatever He asks us to do, we'll do. How do you know you can do it? Maybe He'll ask you to do something you can't do. Maybe the conditions won't allow you to do it. Maybe there'll be a massive... No. Because if Hashem asks me to do it, then I have the koyach of Hashem to do it. And Hashem is called Yochel. So whatever koyach I need to be able to do my mission and to withstand whatever I need to withstand, Hashem gave me the koyach to do it so that I can do it. וזו הרז שגילו כלל ישראל הם גילו כהם שליחו של הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולם הזה והם כמלאך ישר ואף למעלה מהם. In some aspects we like the malachim, but we'll see, okay, we're greater in many aspects, we're much greater than the malachim. That's not a competition now, who's greater, but the message here is the message of the malach. If there was a malach, he's given a job by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we created, that's his mission. He has very limited expression. We have much greater expression, 613 categories of shlichus, but together with all the nisoinus and the surim that goes with that, but the secret here is that we shlichim. And if you're a shliach, then you have the koyach of the shalach. And therefore, hemus tugolim, לבצא אפילו דברים שנראה כאין ביכולתם לבצא כלל. Therefore, we can do things that seem to be absolutely impossible to do. כאשר הקדוש ברוך הוא מבקש מיהודי למויס אותו קידוש השם, או לקפוץ מבניין רב קומות למען שמו יתברך, הוא יהיה מסוג לעשות את זה. And Hashem asked a Jew to ask Kiddush Hashem or to jump off a building, Laman Shema Yisparach, whatever, Shalom Neida, and he's famous like this, about he can do it. Hashem asked you to do it. But Yosem Ikach, more than that. The next of Kodesh Baruch Hu Metzavetan and Likvot Legova Binyan and Ben Meir Komot. A person can't jump over 100 story building. Meir Komot building can't jump over. I don't care how much you'll tell me, Ein Dover, Oymed Lipnei Rotson, you can want it as much as you want. You can't jump over a building like that. But if Hashem asks you to, then for sure you can. Well, for sure you can. For sure. You'll get wings, whatever. Hashem will carry you over. Whatever. If Hashem tells you to jump to the moon, then you can. If Hashem doesn't tell you to jump to the moon, then you can't jump to the moon. There's nothing to talk about. There's a little shy. But I don't care how much Ein Dover Oymed Lipnei Rotson. If someone can find you the makor for that, by the way, that gets quoted all the time. There's no makor for that in Torah. Ein Dover Oymed Lipnei Rotson. There's a lot of things that Oymed Lipnei Rotson. You can want, you're not going to get it. For sure, a person has to be energized, he's got any effort, but you have to know within which parameters, where, how. Not just anything, you can't jump to the moon, you can't fly to the sun. But if Hashem asks you to, or tells you to, or commands you to, then for sure you can. Not even a question. Ah, it's impossible. Okay, that's impossible. So that's very important to remember. אם השם יצב אותנו, הרי אנו שליחו. If השם תלזי לג'ם to the moon, you need to jump to the moon. אבל הרי הוא כל יוכל, ואין הוא מוגבל בימומה, he can jump to the moon. Yeah, and so can you. But he's not limited in anything. ובתאיר השלוחו, גם אנחנו אין הוא מוגבל. So can you, אין הוא מוגבל. So that's the result. The more you determine, the more you determine him. Like that in the... In Talisol's history, we've had many different examples of that. Many, many mighty like that. Unbelievable mighty like that. Sometimes we're looking for the big, big miracle. I had a mighty yesterday, mighty Nifla, to tell you a little bit who the Jewish people were. There was a younger man in America. The younger man in America was learning in Kailo. And Panasa wasn't so hot. Things were really bad. They pushed, they squeezed, they couldn't anymore. The camping wife, he said, he's got to leave Kailo, he's got to go work. He's talking about leave Kailo. You're out of your mind, you're not leaving Kailo. I end up with it. You don't have anything to live on. You have to eat. Just put a diamond ring. Put a diamond ring into everything. You go sell this. What do you mean? Diamond ring, diamonds are forever. You know, no. I'd rather have a diamond ring with 2 months of learning and 2 months of learning with. And in the meantime, who knows what will happen? He said, I can't. What are you talking about? Tell your diamond drink. So I can learn. How much will I get for this thing? I'll be able to learn for 2 more months. Or Mazi or Ze. He said, yes, it's over. Another 2 months learning. There's a more stuff there. Well, okay. So he took the ring. He went down to the diamond place there in Manhattan, wherever it is. I don't know. she uses, also how much can I get for this ring? He's an average, you know, possibly looking for money. He's, you know, wants to sell these last farmers or what's going on here. He looks at it, he says, listen, you know, hey, there's a flaw there, it's only 75 pointers, it's, you know, it's an old cut, whatever. Gaga can give you $1,000 for this. $1,000, it's going to help you learn for very long, is it? He's stretching, he doesn't know. He says, listen, give me a favor. I've got a brother down the road. Yeah, give him the address. Maybe go look at him. Maybe he knows. Maybe he sees different diamonds. Or, you know, they're not objective. They're subjective. Go ask him. Maybe he'll be able to help you. Maybe he'll see a different thing to me. But that's what I see. You know, the guy leaves the shop. He finds his brother quickly. He says, listen, I've just sent you a Yuba man, whatever. So I'm finding out why he's selling this stone. Obviously, there's a problem here. He's got financial problems. There's a thing here, whatever. Find out, speak to him, whatever it is. And whatever you feel you want to give him, whatever you want to, you know, you want to torem to him, I'll go half with you. No, I'm in half with you. So I rise at the brother. My brother starts looking at the diamond and whatever. He checks it, whatever. He says, listen, this diamond is worth $10,000. But now this average starts hitting over. It's only 75 points and it's got a flaw and it's an old case. He says, listen, you're the diamond expert, I'm the diamond expert. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, this diamond is worth $10,000. He goes to the back, he takes up the brown paper packet. Takes up the $10,000 and he gives it to me and says, that's what the diamond's worth. Wow, $10,000, amazing. As he's working out, he calls him back. He says to him, take this ring, give him back the diamond ring. He says, I'll give this back to your wife. And he asked him what was going on. He told him, my wife told me to sell the diamond ring for the fondler and whatever. He says, I'll give this back to your wife. No, that's not clearly so. That's not what we're talking about here. First of all, then it's saying of the wife. Where'd you find the quote? Give away your wedding, your engagement, for learning. Yeah. And these two brothers, he's not that dark. He wants to sell his diamond ring. He buys diamond ring. Goodbye. What are you working at? Deals and working at. No, because that's a shlichus. If somebody walks into your shop and wants to sell a diamond ring, you're a shlich of a shlich. So what's that? Matzore, what's going on? Yeah, how can I help? Maybe I can help. Maybe I can't. Okay, you can't. But you don't have to wait till Hashem comes and says, jump off a building or jump into a fire like he asked Avram Avinu. He didn't even ask Avram. I mean, he did that on his own. Well, there's so many minor, small opportunities on a day-to-day basis. You don't have to leave your house. Just in the house. Sometimes there's difficult things going on in the house. Not possible. There's a problem child, there's a problem husband, there's a problem wife, there's a problem. There's problems going on. You are asked to deal with this problem, but then you have to pray for a tendency to deal with the problem. And that's how we talk to the generation. So the Jews of Arabi was in the Holocaust, he was in one of the camps. So they still forget the whole story. The one day, you know, the Nazis must want to play games with them. So they got them outside, they had the big ditch, which was too far to jump over. You couldn't jump over this ditch. And they told them, jump over. Whoever jumps over can live. Whoever doesn't jump over, if it lands in the ditch, they killed it. So there was a young guy that was already half off the derech, whatever, and the Blue River had makarib him, and he became very close to the Blue River. And he came to me and said, Rebbe, what do we have to give them the pleasure? What do we have to give them the pleasure for running and jumping or whatever? Let's just stand. If they want to shoot us, they'll shoot us. I'll give them the pleasure of watching us jump and falling in the pit. The Blue River said, listen, my, what is it, harm? Who knows? We'll jump. Maybe we'll land on the other side. But I said, give me a favor. You can't do that. It's impossible. Let's try. Hashem told me to jump over the ditch. I'll jump over the ditch. If I won't. But you just stand there and get shot. We start this. They closed their eyes. They stitched my Israel and they jumped. And they landed up on the other side of the ditch. It's a trooper. I mean, the Jews of Arabia came and came to America. This is what you do a mic ready for. So this kid asked the Blue Jewel, how did you do that? And he's not our maestro, but he said to him, how did you do that? He said, I held on to the coattails of my ancestors. I don't know what that means. And he said to the kid, how did you get across? He said, I held on. Anybody having other problems with the sound? I don't know. Somebody just said there's a problem with the sound.
I am also having problems with the sound. I can hardly hear you.
The Rav is quiet, but I can still hear the Rav.
Rabbi's voice, you know, the only thing I can do is shut down and start again. That's probably the best. And just 1 second, maybe I can just plug these.
It's a lot of bass.
Yeah, okay. Let's start this. There could be a problem with my.
It's any better?
Much better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so now there's a problem with the microphone.
10 times better.
Okay, so now there's a problem with the microphone in my phone. Okay, so we'll use these. That's better. Good. Okay, Shkach, thanks for letting me know. So that was it. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to you and says, "Jump over the river," you jump over the river, and you land in the water. You land in the water, but you see, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you're doing what Hashem asks you to do, then you have the shlichus of Hashem. Okay, so. And that's what he's saying. Yeah, sometimes you can do things that seem impossible, and we know that there's one person yet today that hasn't had any sign where at the beginning you thought there's no way I can do this. There's a lo shaykh ani lo yochol, and you didn't think you'd do it. Whether it was parnasa problem, shalom bayis problem, chinuch problem, whatever, health problems, and lo mashaneh what the problem is. You had a look and you thought ani lo yochol, I can't do this anymore. I just cannot carry on. It's impossible. And then what happened? You find yourself on the other side of the river. There's no one here. Don't tell me that that hasn't happened to somebody at least once in their lives and many more times. We see it.
Va'amnam zua yisa tshuvoso shel Kalev ben Yefuna al tainas ha-meraglim. That's what Kalev said to the meraglim. Choshu lagdi she'ein lano soga b'chet ha-meraglim. First of all, let's just get clear. We don't understand. We're not coming here to understand the chet ha-meraglim. We don't understand it. We don't have a musag what was going on there. The way Chazal explained it to us a little bit is that it was this imuna that was damaged by them. This imuna that we are the shlichim of Hashem, and that we're coming with the koyach of the mashaleach. Got lost. Because they lost that point, they said, well, we can't take over this country. They're too strong for us. We're not going to be able to take the Amun to Israel. It's not Shaykh. The Caliph, hey, Shilom Muslim. What was Caliph's answer? Ale nale, afilu b'shamayim, v'oime osu sulamus v'olusham. Make step ladders and go up there. V'natzliach b'chol dvorov. Ani yase mashe b'yodai, v'Hashem yatzliach es hasha. I'll do what I have to do. I'll do what I'm capable of doing, as much as I can. And Hashem will do the rest. Mashmoyis dvorov. He, sh'ein metzir sh'bo korosh b'ochum, metzavar ala adam, umamid oise b'nesoyin shul lo noichel la'amoid boy. We'll speak about this tomorrow. We said it's not so posh, it has to be understood this. For sure, there's no such thing as a Kodesh Baruch Hu asking to do something you can't do, or giving you an assign that you can't do, but we'll see it's not always true. It's not always true, and we need to put that together, yeah? We'll see that the definition of nisayon and nisayon is you actually can't do it. If Hashem asks you to do it, you can't do it. The Blue Jewel Rebbe could not jump over that ditch. No human being could. But Hashem asked him to do it. So we have to understand how that works. A very important yesod, yeah? Very important yesod. As some of you may remember it. Oh, this from Avtetz, B'Shem R' Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, many, many years ago, 30-odd years ago, whatever. And this idea, if you understand it properly, changes many people's lives. It's unbelievable. It's a Moedik of what? We don't have time now. What's the time now? No, we don't have time for it now. Metz Hashem, please remind me tomorrow. I want to start with this Yesod, because it's more Od Chashuv. With this new understanding of what a shliach is, or what nasev nishma is, of how nisayon works, we can understand much better what the essence of a nisayon really is. And if we put those two pieces, we put those together with what Rav Moshe said, you'll come away with an unbelievable new kli that'll help you through a lot of difficult situations. V'adam hu shliach shel Hashem, v'kodesh baruch hu nosem b'yod, es kol ha'koyches kedai la'amud b'nisayon. And I'm now on the top of Dash Reish Samaches. Meretz Hashem, we'll stop there. Tomorrow we'll start with just getting a. I want to just go through that, understand what a nisoyin is, because by definition, you think about it, by definition, the word nisoyin, the root of the word nisoyin, which is what the meaning of the word is nes, is a miracle, but it's also a banner. It's a banner, a flag, a hachroza, a declaration. So we have to understand, what does a nisoyin got to do with a miracle? Because if Hashem doesn't give you a nisoyin, you can't withstand. So then why wouldn't you withstand it is a miracle? And what's it got to do with the banner? What's it got to do with proclamations? We have to understand what that means. Understand, dissect, and come to a deep understanding of what a nisayon really, really is. And that'll fit in very nicely with, you'll see, Baruch Hashem, very, very nicely with what we said today. So, I'm going to stop there. And Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll be able to continue to the best of our abilities.
Thank you, Rav Shai.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you, Rav.